The reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 14. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are, therefore, Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sue, for reading. The Welsh poet R.S. Thomas said in an interview on the BBC in December 1995, "I am a Christian. I don't think even in this late stage of the 20th century there is anything more contemporary than the cross." To make good use and sense of the Lent season as we journey towards Good Friday and Easter Day, the central truths about Jesus Christ and what he has done for us are highlighted by Paul in 2 Corinthians 5, and especially verses 14 and 15, for us to reflect upon, and then with Paul work through all that is applicable in verses 15 to 21. Key phrases found in verses 14 and 15 are firstly, verse 14, that one, that is Christ, died for all. Secondly, in verse 14, and in Christ, therefore, all died. Thirdly, verse 15, all should now live for him who died for us. In Christian thought, I found three key terms are applied to these New Testament truths that Paul presents: substitution, representation, renewal. Substitution, that is, Christ died in our place. He took the death mankind should have died. He did so out of his and God's love for mankind. Representation, that is, the penalty for our sin was borne for us by him. He took our sin upon himself for our sake. Renewal. There is an outcome to embrace, that is, to receive. Because Jesus died for us, That is why Paul writes, Christ's love is so compelling. And thus we read in verse 14, for Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all. That truth has power that engenders responses within us of an undying, thankful love and personal commitment. His love, through the cross, convinces us to turn in repentance and in faith to Jesus Christ, and in our lives to follow him. Which leads us to more wonderful truths in verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Jesus makes us a new creation. It's a new life based upon the cross and resurrection, God having raised Jesus from the dead. You become a new creation in every way, both immediate and gradual, as the Holy Spirit leads and guides you day by day in the way of Jesus as your Lord and as your Saviour. What can you take from this? Paul adds, verse 17, the old has gone, the new has come. Here is the new creation outcome. Welcome what God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit want for your life. God is doing a new work in you. It is happening. Believe it. Give space to it. Many sadly admit old ways can keep percolating up. It happens. But be aware who keeps priming it. Peter alerts us, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Peter bids us respond firmly. He uses a strong term as he says to you, resist the devil, firm in the faith. It's a defining, firm focus, a defining, firm refocus on Jesus to make our personal Lent theme for this year. It's as our dear late sister Gerda of this congregation said in her last week, it's all about Jesus. Verse 18 comes into play. So who will we trust and believe in foremost? Paul underscores the salvation and the new life that Christ has wrought for us on the cross is from God, who reconciles us to himself. This is such an important insight and understanding that Paul gives us. In Christ, God makes you his own. In Christ, we truly become accepted by him. In Christ, you become an inheritor of the kingdom of God. In Jesus, we truly have a Savior. And as the hymn verses of Man of Sorrows ends, we can sing, Hallelujah, what a Savior. I heard that song when I first went to the Keswick Convention. The choir sang it lustily, and I was really moved deeply. In verse 19, Paul underlines also God's concern does not stop with us. It goes worldwide. That is how great his love is. Just look, verse 19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting the sins of mankind against them. Paul, aware Christian faith can be a struggle, knows God is deeply concerned about us and in the shaping of our lives. To live no longer to ourselves, verse 15, but for him and Jesus. While this season of repentance and renewal, we are entering, God involves us in his worldwide purpose and concern. Paul reflects Jesus' words, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Thus Paul in verse 20 writes, "We are ambassadors, God making his appeal to the world through you." Thus God's call and challenge is to live out, to speak out God's good news in Christ. In Paul's shorthand, the message is, be reconciled to God. Summed up in those few words are all the essential truths of the cross, the resurrection, becoming by God's grace a new creation in Christ. Invite everyone to truly hear God's good news in Jesus, in you and from you, and to find with you the new life he will give with you to become in him the righteousness of God. That is, having your and their lives immeasurably and wonderfully changed. So may this Lent become for you a time well spent with Jesus. It is all about Jesus.